Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Odds and Ends podcast. I am here with Katya Grace, who is a long-time researcher around AI and many other topics, who has an extremely good curve of forecasts. When she says things happen 60%, they happen about 60% of the time. And if while we're talking, I can find that, I will show it to you. But anyway, we're going to go through her AI model, guess how she thinks about some of these things. And luckily, we've already done a bit before this, so you can hear that. Katya, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Great. We've put all these things at 0.5. Do you want to talk through the kind of model itself and feel free to, I mean, give maybe a broad overview of what you think things shake down as?
Yeah, I guess I think the main things going on in the model here are like, there's sort of four big factors. Will we get AI that's, you know, very powerful AI within some relevant period? Will the AI be agentic, or like, will some of it be in the form of creatures with goals and they go out to try and get their goals? If it is agentic, will they have bad goals, or goals that if they succeeded at getting them, we would think the future bad overall? And will they succeed in getting their goals? So I think these are the four boxes across the top here.
And this is kind of a pared down version of a version that Katya and I talked about based on, I guess, some of the discussions I've had already, trying to find some things that people disagree on. So ideally, if you listen to this and you think, oh, my model isn't included with this model, or I disagree with this model in a way that I can't adjust one of the sliders, then let me know. Because it'd be really great for me to have a model where everybody can say, oh yeah, I get to adjust my slider and then things change to be how I want them to be. There's also these two boxes below, these two policy boxes.
Yes, this is like, if all of these top boxes combine into agentic AI that has bad goals and would achieve its bad goals, then sort of by default you might have a bad future, but then there are some more boxes for would we avoid that using policy somehow.
Sure.
If I was going to really map out my whole model, I think there'd be a lot of other boxes going into the top four boxes here. But this is possible to look at version.
Okay. Let's look at the first box then. So will we get AI that can program Facebook from scratch with no errors before 2040? I guess actually this is a thing I chose. But do you want to talk about why this might be a meaningful thing to care about?
I guess I was going to speculate that what it would be reasonable thing to care about is it's just a sort of a very concrete thing that suggests a very high level of capability. Does that seem right?
Yeah. I guess also from talking to people, sometimes I hear people say godlike AI, but there seem maybe two or three or more orders of magnitude between what some people mean by that and what other people mean by that. Some people seem to mean, or just the tasks that they think it can complete can be very different. I think when talking to Rohit before, he seemed to think that this might be a thing that would be like well outside the realm of AI, even whilst it could do many tasks. Others people might be like, oh yeah, this is like an AGI task. What do you think is the chance that it can do this by 2040?
Well, I guess I want to check more what kind of thing it is, because I can imagine a thing which I wouldn't think was powerful enough to like, I don't know, maybe take over the world or something, or like isn't really the thing I'm talking about as powerful AI, which could, like, you know, given some description of the software you want built, and it is Facebook from scratch with no errors, that it can sort of do that, but it's still just like a, it's it's not really seeing the world and, you know, trying to bring about an outcome in it or something, or it couldn't do that. Like, it's not really capable enough to be a kind of agent. But I guess, like, if you're trying to program Facebook from scratch, to what extent is this, like, having the idea or, like, understanding the social world well enough to know how it should be?
I don't know. I mean, we can change the model if you like as we go.
Well, let's just say we're talking about, like, a relatively aware of the world type thing, that, like, in order to build something like Facebook,
so you get agency. These are separate boxes, right? So you can have the other boxes if you want.
Yeah, so that's fair. I guess I'm saying, like, even I could imagine a thing that's an agent at different levels of competence. I could imagine being, like, pretty good at programming and an agent, but still not really, like, able to be aware of the whole world enough to do very much, even if you have goals. Like, if you mostly comprehend programming, but just have no clue what's going on more broadly, or like, can't really think about it well, that.
Can you think of a more relevant concrete proxy?
I'm not sure, but I
don't know. I guess it seems unlikely to me that you can have something which could program the entirety of a complex system from scratch and wouldn't have some ability to, like, do other very complex tasks from scratch.
I guess the question is, like, how self-contained is the thing that it's dealing with? Like, I could imagine AI that, like, does something very complex in a kind of constrained world that isn't the real world. And maybe I don't have a good enough understanding of what programming Facebook is like to, like, say whether that's what we're talking about.
Well, like, programming Facebook is, like, you have to be able to make accounts. You have to be able to, like, you have to be able to interact with lots of other web services which take information. You have to, you know, have to deal with several billion users. You have to, you know, you have to deal with the infrastructure behind that. It is a very complex, both virtual and real world task.
Yeah. All right. That's a bit sick.
I think taking over the world in a bad way is also a very complex real world task. And I think you don't get to make errors doing it, because then people will figure out and stop you. And I think many people who find it unlikely think, oh, you know, these AI, these doomers don't have any sense of how difficult it is to really build large, complex web systems without anything breaking or going wrong. Mm. And, you know, this, you know, GPT-4, you know, can't even code apps without errors. You know, let alone really big apps. We're talking 2 or 3 or 4 orders of magnitude here. And you're saying that it can gather the resources to run a coup. No, I don't think so.
I guess I'm saying, that sounds probably pretty complicated. But I think people even more underestimate how complicated it might be to take over the world. Like, I could imagine that you can actually do, like, complex programming task like this, with all this stuff, and still you can't actually take over the world. I guess a difference between programming Facebook and interact and like taking over the world is, I think, like, no one's trying that hard to stop you when you're building Facebook. So you don't need to, you know, model a bunch of other agents, like, and how they're going to get in your way. Whereas for taking over the world, it's, like, in everyone else's interest for you to not do that.
Okay, we'll give you one extra box. What is it?
Okay, I just thought of a more conclusive point, which is just that I think if you took the team who did in fact program Facebook, I don't think they can take over the world by a long shot.
Yeah, though I think if they could do it without making any errors and without communicating with anyone outside the world, they might be able to.
Sorry, if they could program Facebook without making any errors.
Yeah, like I think if they like the issue, the reason they couldn't take over the world is because they would rat to somebody that they were doing it. And they would like someone would realize. Well, okay, maybe not even then, but I think
Pretty tricky.
many people seem to me to think you just need a certain level of intelligence and then bish bash bosh, you've got it. But
Yeah.
then,
Yeah, I guess.
and okay, like, do you want to, okay, we can add another box in. We can add a box saying something like,
Guess we do already have a box that's like, can you succeed at taking over the world if you're pretty smart? So maybe I shouldn't ask for this to be different. Just be like, all right, this is a pretty high level of intelligence. I guess a different thing you mentioned before, I think, was like AI that can like run a hedge fund or something. I think that seems like more obviously involving like all of the sets of things. But again, people who run hedge funds don't seem to take over the world.
I think it's more difficult to run. I think it's more difficult to code. I mean, okay.
I agree. It's probably more difficult to code all of Facebook.
What is the like? Well, this is gonna be okay. So maybe something like, will we get AI that can? Well, this okay. The whole of a national. We did have this question before, but then I removed it. Because how about that? Run the whole of a civil service. So like
What is running the civil service look like? It's just like
means implementing all policy the civil service implements. It means sending out all the cash. It means dealing with all the stakeholders. I mean, we're talking 50 to 100 billion of, no, we're not. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars of expenditure. We're talking, well, maybe one branch of. Like we're talking hundreds of, like $100 billion of expenditure. We're talking like 5 to 10% of the of a nation's GDP.
Right. So could we just like replace an entire department of the civil service with a machine, with a whole bunch of machines? Because it's
Yep.
often ambiguous whether we're talking about sort of like one relatively coherent system or a whole bunch of things.
Yep.
It matters much here.
Well, I mean, that's your job. Right. So
All right.
I'm gonna try and loop that into things,
Oh yeah.
but
Okay, great.
yeah.
Wait, could you not just replace the other one with it?
Oh, you think it's that's just the thing we should care about? Okay, fine, yeah, sure.
That's what I'm suggesting. It seems not perfect, but we can run
Yeah, sure. Okay.
with it. Yeah.
Oh, you always spell the word civil. Okay. Right. What probability did you put on that?
Well, what a question. I'm gonna stick with 50% for now.
Okay. I mean, I
Haven't
think,
thought much
okay.
lines in a while. Yeah, so to be clear, I'm not very informed on this box.
Sure. Right. I think, okay. Okay, yeah. Next, will AGI be agentic? So it's sort of now it can, I guess we're doing these things independent. So it can run an entire branch of the civil service. But.
Right.
So, yeah.
Or I guess I'm reading the first one as like, it's sort of, it can do all the relevant things for running a branch of the civil service, but maybe that doesn't imply that it is sort of just doing it on its own with some goals.
Yeah. So in all the worlds which it can do all of it, how many of those worlds is identic?
Yeah. I guess talking about it here is...
In all of the worlds where there are AI tools which can run, replace the civil service, in how many of them are such tools agentic?
Yeah. My guess is that in basically all of them, at least some of the really smart AI is agentic, and it's kind of a question of how much of it. The reason I think that some of it is probably agentic is seems like agents are, or something roughly agent-like is economically valuable. People want to make things like agents. Seems like people are already trying to make things like agents. It is a question of like how agentic they are also. It seems to me more like a spectrum than being able to clearly say this is agentic or not.
I guess maybe... whatever we think the relevant factor is.
Yeah.
I guess I'm hearing like, I don't know, somewhere between 60 and 90%.
That seems about right. I think it could be below 60. Like, I think a world I could imagine is, like there are definitely some really impressive agentic AI systems, but like they're not really the bulk of the AI thinking that's going on. Like a bunch of it is sort of more like tools that largely humans are using. So it still does. Like, I feel like the question is kind of who's wielding most of the AI cognitive labor. Is it like humans or AIs with good goals or AIs with bad goals?
Sure. So do you, like what percentage? Okay. So then maybe it's something like what percentage of AI is agentic?
I think that won't work here with the rest of the things. I think it should be like in what fraction of worlds is like the bulk of the AI?
Worlds is the bulk of AI agentic. And in what fraction of worlds is that? We can do lower and upper bounds here.
Oh, really? Yeah. Never sure what that means with respect to probabilities, but it does seem to make things less stressful.
I think what it means is when your probability changes day by day.
Ah, right.
Or when you might get asked multiple times, you'd give multiple answers. I think mostly it allows you to give a low answer and a high answer and then sort of have something that makes sense under both.
Yeah, right. Okay. This is still not quite the right question, but maybe I should not think too much about that.
We can come back to it. We can't come back to the probability there.
Yeah, right. It's 60.
Okay. Astute viewers might notice that we're moving much slower than we normally do. I think that's probably for the best. Maybe we're going to remove these gaps. Maybe not. Maybe you should listen at 2x speed. I don't mind, but I think probably you get a better podcast if we take time. So we're going to. So, in the worlds where the bulk of AI is agentic, will it succeed in implementing its goals? In what fraction? Is it another fraction of the world question?
Yeah, I think so. Or a fraction of the possible worlds.
In what fraction of worlds will the AI will agentic AI achieve their goals on aggregate? I don't know. This is what we're going with.
Yeah. This is like by default before we think about like if everyone freaks out about this and we do a bunch of policy things or something, sort of like with things kind of continuing as normal.
Which, again, some people think policy is extremely important and it moves their numbers a lot. Other people don't think it's very important at all.
Yeah. So it seems like there are two ways, I think, that like smart AI might achieve its goals. Well, maybe three at this point, since we haven't talked about whether they're good or bad goals. It seems like that there's some scenario where, however smart they are at this point, they can pretty much just instantly take over the world. Like they can develop new technology that allows them to kill everyone or something like that and just like cause a disaster. I think there's a different sort of scenario where they like gradually get influence, like power of various kinds, and in the long run they control everything and then they get to achieve their goals. There's a third option where their goals are more or less our goals because we did this well, and then we're sort of happy for them to achieve our goals and we all cooperate and that happens.
Does the policy slowing things down mainly work in the second case?
I think yes. Well, I think maybe not. I feel like it could help a lot in the first case. Just like you could reduce the chance of creating a kind of system that would immediately destroy the world if you spend longer thinking about it. For instance,
do we want to have another two cases here?
Hmm.
Okay, fine. Let's do it. So that means we need, in what fraction of the world will AI achieve their goals? Will agentic AI achieve goals immediately or slowly by gathering power?
It could also be, or not at all. Or where is this going exactly?
Well, actually, I'm hoping just to sort of secretly ignore it.
Okay.
In that we only care about the worlds. Currently, we're going to treat them exactly the same, so we don't need to worry about them if we chose to not do in a bit. But really, this is just saying, how does this thing split? So I just want to know the big number, and then we can discuss how this splits.
Yeah, I guess I was just bringing that up as like how to get to this number.
So how do you've got three options? How do they split? Manifold is relevant. Katia is a huge manifold user. I actually don't know that your manifold track record is that great. So I would, so but neither is mine. So hard to say whether... Don't bet against her in Keynesian beauty contests is what I'll say, because she has more mana than you do. And you will lose.
I guess I find the possibility of AI accruing power in the long term a bit more plausible.
How much more plausible? How much?
I'd say like 0.1 to 10% chance of a thing happening very fast. And then if that doesn't happen, maybe like an 80% chance that in the long run, if there are AI agents around who are much smarter than us, that they take all the power.
So like something like this, right? 90% of the time they achieve their goals, about 10% about a ninth of that, they do it very quickly.
Yeah, something like that.
Will the median EA, no, will the EA, will the median AI have bad goals? So this is like, in what fraction of agentic worlds will the majority of AI controlled resources be used for bad goals? Successfully.
Wait, I think successfully.
Well, because they have to be implemented, right? Fine. Let's use the right word. Implemented for bad goals.
Okay. And then whether it's successful comes into that other one of will they achieve their goal? Right. Yeah, I think like how much will their goals be bad feels like a relatively big crux, or like maybe a place that I tend to disagree with other people who are particularly worried about doom.
Yeah, I think it is a crux.
Yeah.
What value do you give here?
Maybe like 25%. I think it's a question of how hard is it to give AI somewhat specific goals, and sort of separately a question of how, like, if you get goals kind of near human goals, how quickly does the value of that drop off to like disastrous? And I think the people who are particularly worried about doom often think it drops off very fast, and I don't know there's that much evidence for that.
So, to kind of go back over this.
Yeah.
We're pretty uncertain whether you can have tools that allow you to, I guess in some sense, I don't really know what this means, but we've just said it, we're gesturing at something. Maybe with one person, I guess we mean with a fraction of the workforce, right? We really mean like, can you run a civil service department with like I don't know, somewhere between a 10 and a 100th or no staff at all, I guess, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Right, so, I mean, let's say a 100th.
Where they're not contributing much of the skill, the humans.
Well, I mean, if you can come, I just kind of mean like, if they're not, I mean, maybe you can say it with one person, right? But if they're not, is that what you want?
If they're not, I don't know, this sounds
if they're good. Not agentic, then you're going to have some people operating them, right?
Right, yeah.
With fewer than. So you're saying you're pretty unsure about whether that's going to happen.
Yes.
But if it does happen, in a world where you have such tools, you think commercial pressures, amongst other things, and maybe competence pressures lead these towards, and also what we're currently doing, lead these towards agency, you sort of think?
Yeah, I think it's probably very likely that there'll be like agents at all, and the question is just like how much of the AI will be in the form of agents. And maybe somewhat like how much will they be agentic enough that they might take over the world or something, rather than like agents of the kind that can go and get you a cup of coffee or something and like navigate things getting in the way of that goal, but just they're definitely not going to think about, you know, buying up coffee plantations or something.
And I guess you're sort of saying that you're therefore imagining there's a chunk of worlds where you have some really great tools, but for whatever reason, people rarely set those tools, or the majority of those tools aren't tools that people sort of set off and give big tasks to. They are tools where they say, give me some text for this, or write me some code that does this, or and they just give it really a quite like compact, well understood task. Mow this section of lawn, not fix the whole garden.
Or even fix the whole garden, but the way the thing responds is kind of
it asks kind of does questions what you'd expect.
Like, yeah, and you know, and it does fix the garden, and it doesn't like come to have a utility function then that means that it wants to take over the world and get all the resources so that it can do something with your garden. It just behaves kind of like a normal garden improving person, but somewhat more competently, say.
Okay. And then we're saying that we think that in the world where this is the case, a small amount of the time, it happens very quickly, that this comes to be, where the AI thinking that's going on is getting most of what it wants to get done. And in some worlds, that happens very quickly, and in most worlds, that happens really quite slowly. It's a gradual process. And then after 30 or 40 years, we look around and we say, oh, wow, most of the stuff that's happening is happening because
AI
is wanting to happen.
Yeah.
I guess in the way that, like, you, maybe not quite yet, but pretty soon, either it's happened or it's going to happen soon, that you sort of look at planet Earth and you're like, most of the stuff that's happening is happening because humans want it to happen. Or maybe it will never reach that point. But there was a time when even in early human civilization, where you were like, it's animals, it's trees, it's the weather. But at some point, you're going to turn around and be like, no, most of the stuff that happens on that big ball of rock is because humans thought about something.
Yeah. I guess you said in the second case it happens very slowly. I think maybe I'm sort of agnostic on actually how slowly that is. And it's more like the kind of mechanism that I'm pointing at, where it could be quite quick, but it's still like no one's like violating anyone's property rights. It's just they're pretty competent and get paid for what they do, perhaps, or like end up in lots of, like, all decisions are being made by AI because AI is just more competent at making decisions. Such that,
okay, it's... I'm going to say via conquest, then, is the
okay, feature. Yeah.
So you're sort of saying that in one world, they do it via force and via conquest, and in the other worlds, they do it via many successive consensual processes. People are selling them things because they want to, people are allowing them to run businesses because that's better, and then again, an amount of time later, you look and you go, huh. I guess maybe as an example, the way that largely America didn't succeed Britain via conquest of British assets, as I'm which is wrong, but via things which the British largely consented to, and then America just sort of won.
Yeah. I guess I want to note here, like, it sort of sounds like, oh, well, it would necessarily be good if everyone consented to it. But I think that's
the British. Well, I guess maybe more like realistically, like, tell that to it feels like some empires in history have fallen without huge amounts of violence, but nonetheless they wouldn't endorse what had happened afterwards.
Yeah. Or it might be that each decision was made by like a pair of entities, and maybe it was bad for a bunch of other entities. You might straightforwardly be unhappy if you can't be employed anymore because the person who was employing you now only interacts with AI systems. You might say, well, it wasn't really a right to have them interact with you, but it does still turn out bad potentially. I think there are also cases where like even the people interacting are maybe not happy with it, but like competition forces you to. Like if everyone can use some kind of AI system to manage their company's marketing, let's say. And I'd say it's sort of known by everyone that it's going to be kind of dodgy at this and do some bad things. And they would rather that it didn't. Like, they would rather if no one used this system because it's sort of messing up the world. But if you don't use it, then your company's not going to be able to compete, so you sort of have to use it. I think that kind of situation can cause a lot of harms that even the people agreeing to it are sort of sad are happening.
So maybe then, like, to ask another sort of question to pick up a thing that you sort of said here, maybe not that other people disagree with, but a prediction that you have is, again, maybe a similar 60%, that in, say, I don't know, 2030, you think the sort of, the more agentic AI will be more useful than the less agentic AI. Sort of, you think people will still think, oh, like, the parts of this that are more agentic are more useful than the parts of this that are less agentic.
I mean, I think it will differ by task a lot, probably, but that there will probably be a bunch of more agentic AI that is substantially more useful.
Or maybe more valuable?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got something there.
I think to the extent you can sort of control where you are on the spectrum of how agentic, it seems pretty plausible to me that we avoid really agentic things, or we just don't end up giving them tasks that much if they're kind of unpredictable and scary, even at a short term. Local scale or something. Like, if every time you try to give a company to an AI as the CEO or something, it just does something quite erratic in its pursuit of company profits or something, then I think we probably just won't do that.
Sure. And you can imagine that the ultimate CEO, were you to like breed them, might be more, might be less agentic than Elon Musk, and sort of more towing the party line. I think many companies don't want to be run by Elon Musk, even though he seems spectacular at running companies in some sense. And therefore, there might be a job that you use, but most of the effort in building such AIs would be ones that are like Tim Cook, you know, a steady hand at the tiller, increasing shareholder value, pretty reliable, pretty predictable. Like, you can't predict what he's going to do, because otherwise you could do it. But he, when he does something crazy, he has really good answers. He's done a lot of research. He's talked to a lot of people. He doesn't wake up one morning and think, we're going to rate limit the entirety of the business.
I guess we haven't been following this that closely. I'm unsure if rate limiting the entire business is even beneficial for the goals. But
well, that's something Elon Musk did to Twitter. Here's Elon. Right. Okay. And then your sense, I think your sense about bad and good comes from some notion that currently AI tools seem to have relatively human morality when you ask them to do things. And more than some think, you seem to think, to what extent is that baked in? And often human processes are good at finding things to be very narrowly constrained amongst all possible options. I know you use an analogy of a car, that there's many possible shapes and orderings of metal, and yet companies produce cars very regularly, and many cars look quite similar. And therefore, we might get very good at, within the huge space of possible moralities, finding that one narrow, relatively human-looking set is pretty good, and that many AIs sit within that set and stay within that set.
Yeah, I think that seems right. It's sort of like in response to the concern that we won't find human goals because there are just so many different possible goals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another crux people have is around policy, around whether policy is very impactful or not. Some people think it's going to be hugely impactful, some people don't. So I guess, I don't know whether this was your frame or mine, but can policy slow things down by 10 years? How much sort of the bad scenarios get reduced by that? Is that something you endorse today? And if so, do you want to give some values for it?
Yeah, I think, I guess the way that this fits into the model here, it seems more like it's, will policy slow things down by 10 years? I think, sure. Can policy slow things down by 10 years? Like, yes, or pretty likely. I'll say 90%. Will it? Maybe like 25%?
And if there's a 10-year delay, how much are the bad scenarios reduced by?
Okay. I already mentioned, for can and will policy slow things down. I think a major place I disagree with other people here is I just think that policy has slowed things down a lot in the past. Like, I think you can look at other technologies that have just been slowed down quite a lot.
Like, such as?
various genetic engineering of humans, all kinds of human reproductive things, I think, are happening pretty slowly relative to the sort of economic value you could get from them.
And I guess the difficulty. It seems plausible that we could already have put huge amounts of money and figured out some more sort of genetic cloning type stuff. And we've decided as a world that we don't. And that seems to have been pretty static. I remember going to school and hearing about, doesn't seem like there's been many major breakthroughs in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. Although notably, this is true across the world. It's not like China is doing this much faster than America or something like that. I think also medicine in general is a good example where you forget just how slowly things happen, even when they seem like they might be pretty valuable for people. That's just a whole bunch of slowness sort of for the sake of ethics or something, where there is a lot of money on the table. Nuclear energy is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think I've been wrong about how quickly the public has understood these things and seems to think something needs to be done, and how quickly politicians are acting. I just think my model was wrong here. And I think I'm much less confident that there couldn't just be some sort of global, hey, we don't touch that.
Yeah.
Which, for what it's worth, is something that some of the, I think, say, Rohit was on the show last time, I think that's probably something he's pretty worried about and something he would consider to be a big shame.
I got slowed down a lot.
I think so. I think because he doesn't really think it's much of a risk, he thinks that perhaps you would be pushing in 1900 or 1950 or 1980 for, nuclear or for certain vaccine technologies or for current medical technologies. You'd be pushing to slow those down for fear of related risks, of nuclear risk, of bio risk. And that kind of action has led to the world today where we have many fewer medicines than we otherwise might. And he thinks that's a shame. I mean, at times, I agree. I guess I also think that there's a difference between agency and not. I think AI is much more powerful than a nuclear bomb. But
yeah, I think I would be pushing for caution with nuclear weapons if I thought they might destroy the world, or genetic technology. I think the Asilomar conference in the 70s, I would have been on the side of we maybe shouldn't do this until we're confident that it won't destroy the world. But I think I would stand by that still. Or I think that's a fine set of cases in which to ask for slowness. I think where the benefits and the costs are more kind of on par with each other, I don't know, if there's a risk to some people's health doing medicine more quickly, but also the benefit is in terms of some people being more healthy, then I think often I'd be in favor of a lot more speed than we see if it looks like the benefits outweigh the costs and people want to do it.
Yeah, I think maybe something that's hard to think about here, but there's some sort of question about the ratio of doom to utopia, maybe, where how slow you should even want things to go compared to those two numbers. We might just go through these options and then we can go back to this. So here then we have a number of different chunks of the way the world can look. We have half the time AI is really, really good. Perhaps it's not. Perhaps it never gets past GPT-4 type level. But maybe it's really good, but it's not anything people call godlike.
It never gets past there. This is by 2040, to be clear.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But also, that's another probably 17 years of work, some of that with heavy investment. So either it's investing all the time, we don't get there, or there's some actual kind of winter where investment falls. And AI tools might be really good, but they just never reach this standard. And I think this is something which is that there's big disagreement on how much of the chunk this is. I mean, some people think that by 2040, it's almost certainly to get tools beyond our wildest imagination that could easily run a civil service. And other people think you might get some really great tools, but they will not be able to build Facebook, run large corporations, run hedge funds, run big systems. They just think that they won't be anywhere. You know, you'll have humans all over. And what's more, you might have humans using those tools and they won't be able to run it better than the mix. I think they talk about centaurs in chess, I believe. These sort of human AI agents in chess. And yeah. I think this was your work. Looking at the period where you had human level, superhuman machine chess, and then you had centaurs, which were chess and humans together, which performed better than the chess computers. And then, to my understanding, now the chess computers are better than those people. Humans don't have anything.
The sound is slightly messed up for me. I think that was not actually... I think I have never looked into the centaurs situation, but maybe my colleague Rick have done. Yeah.
Okay, my error.
Yeah. I think it does seem like a big gap in our understanding is just like how tricky the things are that we currently do, or like what is it that, you know, what would taking over the world entail? What would taking over a country entail? Which is kind of strange because it's like humans are just doing all these things at the moment, like running Facebook or something. But it's sort of, I guess it seems to me like, I don't know, if we make a lot of progress between now and 2040, does that imply that we get to any particular really high standard of performance? Seems very unclear.
I think that is a major disagreement. I think some people think that if you made current progress year on year, then you get to something they consider godlike in like 2028 or something. Whereas I think my computer science-y friends seem to think that you could make big progress year on year and be doing a lot, and then you get from the ability to like write fragments of programs to the ability to rapidly refactor entire databases, and then entire repositories, entire computer systems. You're refactoring them, you're having to like run many tests, they aren't quite doing the things you want them to, but that in a sort of like 10 or 20 minute segment you could sort of scrappily build something which would currently take you weeks to build currently. And my sense is that, and you know, similarly, you know, you could lay out the entirety of a chemical process, you know, you could work out all the things you're going to do, you could have the robot starting to work on it and be running tests on where they're doing the same thing, and this would be, you know, you'd be able to get AI to do things that people could do in weeks or months, or that teams of people could do in weeks or months, and they would consider that to be just a huge gain. But they still would be like, okay, yeah, but it can't do everything I want it to do. I'm kind of watching it the whole time. I'm managing it. I'm checking it. And I am not endlessly impressed by it.
Yeah. It seems like this is sort of ongoing, somewhat strange situation in like recent years, say, where it seems like in some sense AI is quite impressive and gets a lot more impressive often. And I feel like practical use of it or like real impact on the economy or something is still like much rarer than it feels like it should be. I think, I don't know, in the last year or two it seems like it is actually pretty useful for some things, though maybe still not enough to see in high level productivity numbers or something.
Yeah,
that's pretty new, and like, I don't know, 2 years ago I think it felt like there was very little clear.
I guess like there's a question we could throw in here somewhere, like so by 2040 do you think, or maybe even by 2030, do you will AI tools show up in GDP figures? I mean, do you have a sense of that? I mean, I don't know. There's more than like I don't know, what was that? It's like, will the US grow by more than like... I don't know, like 10% in a single year?
Hmm.
I think I have a strange intuition here that somehow I still think this is quite unlikely.
Yeah, me too. It's like, nah. maybe AI will take over the world. GDP curves are so reliable.
Yeah, even the AIs can't. Turns out running a country is very difficult, you know?
Yeah.
There's like a European Union AI and it's like struggling to get anything passed. And there's like a, like an American AI and it's like still can't manage to get the health system working. I mean, do you really think that? I don't know. What do you think? What do you put it like? 30%, 10%, 1 in 3, 1 in 5, 1 in 10?
Tricky. I feel like all the answers I might have will be somehow embarrassing.
I find that to be the case often.
Maybe that shouldn't be the main input into all my numbers here.
It's not really an input, but it's just going to sit alongside.
Yeah. 2030. 7%.
Wow. Okay.
Some kind of mental move of like making up a number about how likely things are, and I feel like it's somehow hard to do in this context. So I expect my numbers are worse than usual because when I call upon my brain to do that thing, it just doesn't work here very well.
In interviews?
Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I guess also you might be wanting to check things, like check websites, check... I presume we can look at... Is there a Metaculous question on this? Let's see how different you are from Metaculous. GDP AI? Post. GDP doubles. Date of GDP growth. Over 130%. What will be the first year when world real GDP exceeds 130% of all prior years? Yeah, okay, that's fine. All prior years. So it's just like a 30% increase year on year. I mean, the median is 2080. Man. Metaculous, what are you doing? How does that work with your AI predictions? Metaculous is a strong AI prediction to like 2030 to 2040, right? Man.
Sounds...
Okay. Well, they don't believe it either. Okay.
Yeah.
So then there's about a 20% chance of what one of us called ChatGPT-6, which is like when it's not agentic. It's just a really useful suite of tools, but you've got to be like babysitting it the whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's absolutely superhuman. You can ask it to do anything you want it to do, but you have to ask it. Maybe you have to select which specific tool you're going to use. Maybe you're like, oh, you've got like a whole box. Who knows?
Yeah.
Then there's like a 3% chance of many competing tools. Frustrated by 2040.
And this is like if it is agentic, but it can't achieve its goals, is that how this is coming out of things? Right.
Well, I guess that's the world where I guess maybe the agents are fighting against one another. Or
where like
achieving goals is just really difficult.
Yeah, like maybe we don't give them very much power in ways like maybe they're not allowed to earn money. Maybe they're just like, you know, treated as software, and that's a major setback for accruing power in the world. Like, maybe you're not allowed to be in any sort of official positions of power. Maybe we have a lot of like tool systems for checking that they're doing the things we want. Like, they could be sort of agents working for us for free, with a lot of checks on their behavior, so they can't do stuff that is wildly bad. That would be a world with lots of agents, but they're not achieving their goals.
So I think for this next one, we might be cheating slightly, seeing as not bad goals don't necessarily mean good goals. But
that's true.
I don't know. I probably am slightly on the thing that if you're going to have a load of like tech and creation that isn't bad, I don't know.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, so we're going to say mid to utopia. It might just be a sort of like a corporate, but it's not terrible. It's like either maybe good or really good. And that's another 20%. Mm-hmm. Then we have a very small fraction. We have like 0.5 of worlds where it was going to be a disaster, but then policy pulled it out of the fire, which probably pretty good bang for your buck, even in such worlds. And then last but not least, we have 6% of doom, of disastrous worlds, largely caused by AI having bad goals and achieving them, or AIs.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Relieved that it doesn't sound insane. I guess I've lately tended to put doom numbers higher for overall ever. So I'm like, what fraction of the ever doom do I think happens as a result of stuff before 2040? Maybe this.
What is your sort of standard doom number?
Maybe like 25 to 30 something.
Percent? Right. It would feel like most of the weight of that should be sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah. So
what do you think is wrong here?
As my doom numbers do fluctuate some, so maybe I also just think, feel like it's lower at the moment a bit.
We could jack up the chance that the AI could even do things, and the bad goals is like both quite low.
As in, you could jack up the chance that it could do things, and then treat it as if it's like forever and see if you then get to like 30%.
Yeah, I think you could sort of. Or if you said, oh, given that your rough number is 30, is, you know, 30%, that means you think before 20 should be like 15%.
Yeah.
And insane. So you need to like get this up by 2.5 times.
Yeah. I think that. I guess also the like.
So, like, you could do, like, if it were me, I would, like, fudge to here and, like, you know, I might put the, like, bad goals, like a third, and then I might put the, like, will it happen at all to, like, 2/3, and then, like, now doom is at 11%. Yay!
Yeah, though, if you change the will it happen at all to 2/3, then the final thing should actually be like 2/3 of my ever probability, right? So now it should be at like 20%. Something.
Yeah, that's true. So that doesn't help us.
Yeah. I mean,
So
we should
currently
probably
it should
keep.
be at half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it feels like this majority of AI bad goals.
Yeah, maybe that should be higher.
Well, I mean, you're the boss.
Let's say 50%.
Okay. And I guess maybe you think agentic more often, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, Let's say 70%.
Okay.
We're
So
good.
now you've got about half of what you expected your dream to be,
Yeah.
particularly with the policy together. So now Doom is at about 15%, and policy is reducing it by about 1%. So it's about 16% overall.
Yeah. I note that this is like policy that I expect to happen. And I still think like if you're looking at this and the question is like, should I try and do something about policy? Then I feel like what you could get from it if you make it happen is more than that.
Sure. So this is your sort of like median scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like as a sort of like kind of wrap-up-y thing, I guess I might be interested to hear like a look at or criticism of, so this is Rohit Krishnan, this is his model. And so this just multiplies together intelligence, agency, acting in the world, uncontrollable, unique. Do you want me to kind of talk you through it? Do you have any senses of it initially? So it's, will they be really intelligent? Will that sort of agentic, autonomous, non-fragile? So he's already down to 40% by those 2 points. Will that thing be able to act in the world? 70%. Will that thing be uncontrollable, not sort of predictable at a high level? He's at 65%. Will that be coordinated against humans? He's about 25%. Will it be alien? 10%. Will it be self-improving? 25%. Will it be deceptive? 80%. Will it develop fast? 15%. So he's really at like very, very low numbers for his existential catastrophe. What are your thoughts here? If you were to fill in his model, what would you change?
I think at a glance, I'm sort of surprised if these things are all relatively independent. Like, I guess if it,
I'm going to duplicate his model
Okay.
so that we can change the numbers. So yeah, like if you were to fill in his model, what would you check? What would you mess around?
Yes, I guess it's not immediately clear why you would have all of like that this is a good set of things or something. Like if it develops fast and has real intelligence and is deceptive, would it really not coordinate against humans, or is that really like
So I
a
mean,
set
so you're sort of saying like,
thing?
already this coordinate against humans is jacked up to like 90%, maybe.
Or like conditional on the other ones,
Yeah, because they're all meant to be independent.
right? Okay, so I guess agency, autonomous, non-fragile.
Mean, presumably also the same is true that if it's deceptive, it's not going to be predictable at a high level.
For instance, yeah, that seems right. So I guess the things that seem to correspond to things in my one, seems like real intelligence is sort of I'm reading as corresponding to the first thing. Agency, autonomous, non-fragile, I'm reading as corresponding to agentic. I'm confused by like if it's real intelligence and it's agentic, why would it not be able to act in the world? Or like what, I'm not sure what we're looking at there.
I mean, I guess like that we do have an implementation in this one, though I guess you also you also do think that's almost certain. So I guess, like, you know, currently it's starting to look more like your model if you I don't know, do this. I mean, coordinating as humans is kind of similar to like bad goals, right?
I think it's related though. I guess I can imagine a world where they like a bunch of them have bad goals, but they don't manage to coordinate against humans because like humans can see them with their bad goals and will like, you know, turn them off if they do anything about it.
But like maybe it feels to me like you know, now if I mess with it like this, then we're starting to head into the territory of your. So I've messed around with things. So now I've put ability to act in the world to like 90%. I put not predictable a high level to 1 because I think if it's deceptive, maybe it's already there. I heard your sort of hesitancy around coordinating against humans. Maybe that's like 0.4. But if it's already got that and it's deceptive, I think probably I'd consider that relatively alien in terms of morality. You know, at this point, it's like it's coordinating against us. It's very deceptive. So at least it's like other. I don't know that develops fast even is bad, like is even relevant. So I guess it's like I'm going to put it as 1. So it's like pulled out of the maths.
Yeah.
So your disagreement here seems to be therefore like if we go back to Rohit's, you just think a few of these factors are doubled up and a few of them are irrelevant.
I think that seems right. I imagine if I talked with him for a while or something, I might understand better what's meant to be going on here conceptually.
I mean, he's not here to defend it. I'm not saying he's wrong. But it's like interesting to hear, you know, like if you were to have a debate with him, you could have a sort of debate on how can something be deceptive but predictable? Does developing fast matter? I mean, in your model, developing fast, there seem at least possible some worlds where things develop quite slowly, but things still go badly.
Yeah, that seems right. I think develops fast, like, increases the chance of things going badly, but is, like, very much not required.
It's not required.
Yeah. I guess that's trickier to include.
Katia, what do you think is most underrated in this discussion? When this discussion happens, what do you think people miss out on or don't think about?
I guess being really clear about like breaking the model down into parts and being clear about the different parts. So I'm glad you're doing that here. It's a main thing that I am sad for the lack of in general. Even like in terms of which part of the like what?
Yeah. Okay. Then yeah. What part of this do you think people will disagree with you most on?
Yeah, I guess who are people? I feel like the people who are very doomy probably just put a lot of these things both the 1. So it's just like, well, whatever I'm lowest on.
Yeah, I guess they're probably thinking that AI is going to move faster and probably that it's more likely to have bad goals.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of your probability mass, you do actually think the bulk of AI is agentic and gets what it wants done.
Yeah. I think maybe the biggest crux is the like how bad is it, how misaligned are its goals and how much misalignment is fine.
Sure. So it seems possible to you that you can have AIs which aren't working how we want them to, but maybe are uncoordinated perhaps, or incapable of getting their goals done, or
yeah,
the kind
or
of thing you're pointing at?
Aren't putting that much effort into bringing about bad goals because they sort of need to put most of their effort into doing the stuff we want them to do in order to exist, or like even if they get their
and bad, somehow that's a stable equilibrium,
right? Or that there's like yeah ongoing effort on our part to keep that to stay in control and that works. I guess that's a way. I think a lot of things kind of sound like they'd go terribly in the long run. And so then it's tempting to be like, all roads lead to doom. But I think that's also true if you just like don't think about AI. Like if you just look at the world, and you're like, oh man, look at all these like different agents with different goals. And like the ones with more power will probably accrue even more power. And like there are these corporations and they're like externalizing all over the place. Maybe things will go to hell.
And that doesn't seem to be happening. Other than if you take AI risk seriously, or climate
right.
risk, or nuclear risk, but that actually,
yeah, I mean,
so maybe that is the answer: is you know you things really come to a head in one of these like huge risk pools. But
yeah, it's true. Like it might all be going to hell, but it's at least doing it like slow enough to even think we're like guaranteed to go to hell. It seems like we're still sort of here adjusting it as we go, and maybe you can just do that for quite a while, and even if it's not sustainable until the end of time, it's sustainable for long enough to find a better situation.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Katya. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. If people disagree with the model, then they should get in touch. Or particularly if they think there's something that they think encapsulates why perhaps they disagree with everything, maybe all of their numbers change and you think, that's because I think one key difference, there's something like policy but not policy, where you think, oh, I would like a lever that I could adjust and then it would all change here. Maybe you think the civil service is the wrong model to think of what AI can or can't do. Maybe you think 2040 is the wrong time period, something like that. Or if you just really strongly disagree on one of these levers, you think, it's obviously way in the other direction, then I'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much, Katya, for coming on.
My pleasure.
And for being so transparent. I think people underrate the difficulty of trying to give sort of clear probabilities. That's why most people don't. And I think probably these will be wrong and you and I will both look silly, but at least we did it transparently. So thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you have a lovely week.
Thank you for having me. You too.